WCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 71. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, June 9th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Chickasha Monument Company, and the First National Bank and Trust. Sunny and hot weekend. We'll have highs in the mid-90s both today and tomorrow. A head-on collision near Lindsay sends two people to the hospital, one teenager fighting for her life. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
Two people airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital following head-on collision near Lindsay. The driver of one of the cars, 17-year-old Valley Shote of Wynnewood, last in critical condition with head and internal injuries. The driver of the other vehicle, 56-year-old Danita McCullough of Lindsay, last in serious condition with internal trunk and leg injuries. And a passenger in Shote's car, 17-year-old Aiden Williams of Lindsay, refusing treatment. The accident happened on State Highway 59B, about 3 miles northeast of Lindsay, just after 8 o'clock last night. The Highway Patrol report showed ran off the highway and overcorrected, came back onto the highway, crashing into McCullough's SUV. Shote was pinned in her car for about 20 minutes, everyone wearing their seatbelts and airbags deployed in both vehicles. The trooper investigating the crash says inattentive driving caused Shote to drive off the roadway. A feisty Chickasha woman arrested and facing a felony charge now for biting a police officer. 28-year-old Haley Lynn Berry taken into custody on Tuesday of this week after police were called to her home in the 1300 block of Utah. Officers were dispatched there to do a welfare check on a child. Witnesses had claimed Berry threw a youngster off the porch. Officer found the girl hiding in some nearby bushes. She told police she was terrified. Police ran a warrant check on Berry, found out she was wanted for an unknown felony out of Houston, Texas. As officers tried to arrest Berry, she allegedly resisted, bit one officer on his arm, tried to bite him several more times before she was finally subdued. In addition to being charged now with a felony for assault on an officer, she's facing a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest. Berry remains in jail on a $75,000 bond. And Tidal police have arrested a man twice in the last 4 months for allegedly stalking his ex-girlfriend. 49-year-old Brian Butler of Norman, first arrested in February, arrested again this past week. The victim claims Butler's been stalking her family over the past several months. The victim alleges Butler's called her or texted her up to 30 times a day and constantly drives by her house and follows her. Butler now facing two misdemeanor counts of stalking. He's back on the streets after posting bond, and he has a July 13th court date. More Cool News coming right up.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
It's a big day for the kids at Shannon Springs Park as the Chickasha Elks Lodge holds its annual fishing derby. It's free for kids 12 and under. Prizes are awarded in three categories for the largest and smallest fish, and free hot dogs to be served later this morning. Now, registration gets underway at 8:30, the fishing from 9 to 11:30. The lake at Shannon Springs was just restocked with 2,000 pounds of catfish this week. Check out the video of the restocking event on our Facebook page. It's already had more than 11,000 views. The Grady County Farmers Market opened this morning. You'll find yellow squash, perhaps some golden zucchini, also potatoes, green onions, and some carrots, perhaps. Also, homemade items, even canned bread and butter pickles, possibly. Baked goods for sale, including homemade breads and cookies. And there may also be some farm fresh eggs out there, too. The farmer's market open till about noon. It's at 7th and Choctaw, and the parking lot across from Dairy Queen. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. USAO's annual summer symposium on the Civil War coming up later on this month. Associate Professor of History James Fink, our guest on the Cool Conversation program today to talk about the program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, guests are Daylene Saxon and John Hubbard with Home Creations about the next phase of construction of new homes in the Sleepy Hollow edition. Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 77-year-old Kenneth Askins of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Monday afternoon at Ferguson Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Army veteran. He worked for Southwestern Bell for about 34 years. And funeral for 86-year-old Betty Earl Waldo of Chickasha will be at 10:30 Wednesday morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. And she worked for the Attorney's Office of Park Nelson and Kaywood for many years. Our weather forecast today, sunshine. Today and tomorrow we'll have highs in the mid-90s. Right now, it's fair and 71 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, more postseason awards for USAO softball pitcher Emily Cerny. She picked up the National NAIA Player of the Year Award from the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association. The freshman from Newcastle helped lead USAO to its first ever NAIA National Championship this year. She led the nation with 33 wins, including 12 shutouts, both of which are new team records. Cerny was named the MVP of this year's national tournament, pitching every inning in USAO's 4 games at the National Softball Championship. She had 27 strikeouts in 30 innings, an ERA of 1.17, and she held opposing batters to a 193 batting average. For the season, Cerny was third in the nation with 298 strikeouts and opponents' batting average at 164. Cerny also picked up the NAIA and Sooner Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year honors. She's only the third player ever to receive the NAIA Player of the Year Award from the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association, which is voted on by members of the NAIA All-American and coaching staff. Golden State Warriors NBA champs for the second straight year and the third time in the last 4 years. The Warriors topped Cleveland 108-85 in Cleveland last night, sweeping the NBA Finals in 4 games. Checking the NCAA Super Regional Baseball tournaments underway. Last night, Mississippi State over Vanderbilt 10-8. Oregon State over Minnesota 8-1. Washington over Cal State Fullerton 8-5. And North Carolina tops Stetson 7-4. All those winners need just one more win to advance to the College World Series. Starting today, we've got Duke at Texas Tech, Tennessee Tech at Texas, South Carolina at Arkansas, and Auburn at Florida. All our best of three series with winners going on to Omaha. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers dropped the first game of a weekend series at Fresno 8-5 last night. The Dodgers are staying in California through Monday. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Chickasha Monument Company, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.